Welcome to MadTech Daily, the go-to podcast for all things at the intersection of advertising and technology. I'm your host, Dot, ready to dive into the latest headlines and developments shaking up the industry. Let's kick things off with a big announcement from WPP. Brian Lesser has been named the new global CEO of GroupM, the world's leading media investment company. He takes over from Christian Yule, who's stepping down after 5 years in the role. Brian, who has a decade of experience with WPP, including a stint as CEO of GroupM North America from 2015 to 2017, will rejoin the team officially in September 2024. Switching gears, we have some not-so-good news for Havas. Four of its agencies have lost their B Corp status. Following the company's shell win last year, B-Lab, the non-profit responsible for B Corp certifications, conducted an investigation after receiving several complaints. As a result, Havas London, Havas LEMS, Havas New York, and Havas Immerse have been stripped of their certification. For those who don't know, B Corp certification measures a company's social and environmental performance, accountability, and transparency. Lastly, some eyebrow-raising news from Meta. Mark Zuckerberg's company has decided not to release an advanced version of its AI model, Llama, blaming the decision on EU regulators. Llama is an open-source model, freely downloadable and adaptable by users. But EU citizens won't get access to it, thanks to ongoing regulatory uncertainty. This decision highlights the growing friction between big tech and EU regulators. Meta's primary concern is whether its AI training methods comply with GDPR regulations. And that's a wrap on today's episode of MadTech Daily. From leadership reshuffles to certification drama, there's never a dull moment in the ad tech world. Check out Exchange Wire to find out what the industry makes of the figures from the latest IPA Bellwether report, as well as more video highlights from ATS Singapore. Catch you next time.